What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Graveyard. Cemetery.
Okay. And what about right after a person dies, where he's taken before he's buried?
To the funeral home.
Okay. What do you call the box that a dead person is put into?
Vault.
Okay. And what about what goes inside the vault?
Box.
Okay.
Pine box.
Pine box, that's what you call it. Would you ever call that a casket or a coffin?
Well, that's a casket too. It's same thing. Casket.
What do you call flowing water? Something that's smaller.
Running water.
Something smaller than a river.
A branch.
And is there something that's in between says? Between a branch?
Okay. Some call them brooks. Some call them branches and some call them creeks.
Well now, are there differences in sizes?
Yeah, they are.
Well, what would be, how would they go?
Well, a small stream is, we call it a branch or either a brook or mm-hmm. something like. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then a big, a large stream back right here, that's a creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then a river is twice that large.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Ganses.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like ham?
A thickening gravy.
Okay. And what do you call gravy that doesn't have any thickening in it that you make from ham?
Broth.
Okay. And do you have any special names for for gravy that's made with ham?
Ham gravy, yes.
Okay.
You mix, you cook your ham and then you pour the grease off up in a bowl and then you put a little water in there and let it seep a little, just a minute, and then pour it in there with the grease and it makes ham gravy.
Well, do you season it?
No, it's already seasoned.
Uh-huh.
Call it red eye gravy.
Oh.
It's good too.
That's a good name. Have you ever heard of putting coffee in it?
Well, some people do.
Uh-huh. Do you like it that way or you prefer it without?
I'd rather have water in mine.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told me how to fix it with coffee and I went home and tried it and I didn't really like it very
much. Oh, yeah, I don't like it either. It's not a place for coffee with some grease.
Mm-mm. It didn't seem so to me either. It just looked like bad mm-hmm. coffee.
Well, you can anything you eat, you can taste. You know that you tasted things that didn't like you, didn't suit your taste. Well, probably it suits other people's taste, but it don't suit yours.
Yeah,
because everybody don't have a taste to like, see, and everybody has to fix what they won't like they eat it, and other people like they eat it, see, and that's why it takes so many different things in the world to eat, you see.
Yeah, that's
because all so many different kinds of tasters,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's not alike, and the taste is not alike, and they don't see alike, and they don't hear alike, and they don't grow up alike.
Yeah, and I suppose that's one of the things that makes living in the world interesting.
Yeah.
All these differences.
Trying to study one another.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Wild hog.
Okay. Have you ever heard these called some kind of rooter?
A piney wood rooter.
Piney wood rooter. Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Ground itch.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
It's liquor they make themselves at home.
And do they have a name for it?
Yeah, they call it brandy. Liquor.
Brandy.
Liquor. Okay. Just like this other liquor they sell. Same name.
Okay.
Oh, they say it's homemade.
Are there any names for cheap whiskey? Words that people use when they're talking about cheap whiskey?
Well, that's the first stuff, the last stuff that comes out when they make the whiskey, you see, there's some stuff, substance left.
Uh-huh.
And the more that runs out, the weaker this substance gets, so it runs out too, and they have to mix liquor with it to make it strong too, where they can sell it all
uh-huh.
together.
Uh-huh.
They call it Backens.
Backens, now that's very interesting. I never heard that either.
Backens.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always call it, what it called. And I've heard it a million times.
Well, is that supposed to be especially bad for people?
Who it is.
Uh-huh. Is that supposed to be worse for them than
other liquor? Yes, because, you know, people, they don't make liquor now like they did then when my granddaddy was.